Hey, this is Asia returning your call from customer support.
Pardon?
This is Asia returning your call from customer support.
Okay.
Okay. May I ask what you were calling about?
I have something on my charge with the, and I didn't order it. I mean, I ordered something, but I didn't order it for $99. It was supposed to be $4 and some cents.
Okay, so could I have that zip code so I can pull up your account?
Do you want what?
Your zip code so I can pull up your account.
44107.
Okay, and that first and last name?
Dorothy D'Amico.
Okay, one second. All right. And could you verify that shipping address for me?
1290 Old Lake Avenue.
All right. So you said, all right, it looks here. Looks like you started a trial with us back in December on the 3rd.
Pardon?
It looks like you started a trial with us back on December the 3rd. For...
I didn't know I started a trial. I thought I was just getting one shipment for $4.95.
Yes,
and I am charged with two charges of $98.95 and $99.95.
Okay,
plus,
so.
I got another package the other day. Is that another charge or two charges?
Okay, so what this is, ma'am, okay, back on December the 3rd, you started a 14-day trial with us. And once that 14-day trial was over, you were billed the full amount for the product that you paid the shipping and handling for.
Oh,
so, yes,
I didn't see anything like that in that.
Yes, ma'am. So these are reoccurring transactions for every month.
Oh, really?
Yes, ma'am. And you did agree to the terms and conditions.
Okay, I want to cancel that, and I want to get a credit. I want a credit on my account.
Okay, so let me see.
Because I did not order all that. I did not know anything about the $99 charges.
Okay, ma'am, have you at least tried these products out?
I did, and then nothing happened.
Okay. So what I can do for you is offer you a 35% discount on all future charges. And
I don't understand you. Can you talk plainer?
I said what I can do for you is offer you a 35% discount on all future charges. Cause we do
I don't want a
35%
discount. I want it canceled, and I want a refund.
Okay, well, these are valid charges, so I am afraid that I cannot issue you a refund, but what I can do for you is offer you my family and friends discount of 50% off on all future charges.
I don't understand what you're saying. Please talk plainer.
I said I am afraid to issue you. I'm afraid I cannot issue you a refund, but I can offer you my family and friends discount of 50% on all future orders, so you would only be paying half.
No, I want to cancel.
Okay, I do understand, ma'am, but like I said, these are great products, and we do hate to lose you as a customer. So what I can do for you is give you our Valentine's special of 75% off on all future discount. I mean, on all future.
I want to cancel.
All right. I can cancel that account, but I'm afraid I cannot issue you any refunds. So if you could just hold for me one moment while I get this account canceled out for you.
But I didn't order all this. And I didn't know there was a $99 charge on it.
Yes, ma'am. You did sign up for a 14-day trial, so and you did agree to the terms and conditions. And these are valid charges.
I didn't know there was a 14-day trial either.
Well, yes, ma'am. You did agree to these on the terms and conditions.
Okay. All right. That was the first shipment, right? And now I got another shipment. Why do I get another shipment?
because it's a reoccurring transaction for every month.
But that's $400 that I'm throwing down the drain.
Yes, ma'am. I'm afraid that you did sign up for this when you agreed to the terms and conditions.
Okay, what are you going to do?
I'm canceling that account out for you now.
Okay. Can you at least cancel out one of the shipments?
I'm canceling the whole account, so you won't receive any more shipments.
Okay. Can you cancel one of the shipments that I already got or refund one of them at least?
Ma'am, these are valid charges. I'm afraid that I cannot issue you a refund.
Well, who can?
These are valid charges, so no one is able to issue you a refund, ma'am. I do apologize. Okay, so I do have that account canceled out for you, and I have a cancellation number. Do you have a pen and paper available?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so just let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay, so that's C as in cat, 48. C as in cat.
Okay.
48. D as in dog. 194. 1512.
All right, but I don't want to pay that $400.
I'm sorry?
I don't want to pay that $400 that's on my account.
$400?
Yeah, there's two shipments of 90. There's one ship. I didn't get my other bill yet, but, you know, if I got two shipments, I'm going to get $400.
Yes, ma'am. It looks like you've already paid these off, and you won't have to pay anything else, and you won't receive anything else in the mail.
But that's $400 that I don't have.
Ma'am, you already paid for these items.
No, I didn't.
Yes, ma'am.
It's on the Citibank account.
Yes, and it says that you've already paid for these on the 21st and the 18th. The 21st of December and the 18th of January.
Can I dispute it? Can I have okay, I want something in the mail or something saying that you canceled the other thing.
Okay, yes, ma'am. We do not issue any emails or anything in the mail. I did give you a cancellation number.
Yes.
So that there's your proof that you had canceled this account out, that this account has been canceled out for you.
Okay, but what about the $400 now?
You've already paid for every
I've already
shipment.
Paid for it.
Yes,
I have
ma'am.
Not paid for it. I haven't paid my Visa bill or my Citi card bill. So it's
yes,
not
ma'am.
Paid.
Yes, yes, it is paid. So may I help you with anything else? I have the account canceled out for you.
You can take that $400 off.
I'm afraid these are valid charges. I cannot issue you a refund.
Oh, my word. What am I going to do? I don't have the money to pay Citibank.
Yes, ma'am, but like I said, you've already paid for these, and these
no,
have
I
already...
No, I didn't pay for it.
Okay, ma'am.
I didn't
on my,
pay
it,
Citibank.
Yes, ma'am, it is showing where these transactions have successfully went through on December the 21st and January the 18th.
Can't you take the January 18th off? Because I just got it.
I'm afraid these are valid charges. I cannot.
Well, who can?
These are valid charges. You're not able to get a refund.
this is a crock, really. This is just terrible. And for such a nice man to go through him and do all this garbage, that is absolutely terrible. I would not even have considered it if you hadn't put that man's name on.
Okay. Well, I do have this canceled out for you, Miss Dorothy. So, may I help you with anything else?
You can take that $400 off.
Could you hold for me one moment while I speak to my supervisor? Okay, Miss Dorothy, I am about to transfer you over to a supervisor.
Thank you.
Okay, so if you just hold one moment.
Thank you.